What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show. We're going up to San Salem, North Carolina, where I know it very well. Talk to my man, Coach Corey Thompson of the Ramley, Wisconsin State Rams. Coach Thompson, good to have you on the show, my brother. Congrats on getting this job, my brother. I hope you're enjoying yourself up there doing your thing, man.
Yeah, Boss Man, thank you again for inviting me on. It's definitely an honor to be on to represent our institution and represent our program. And just to represent HBCUs, brother. So thank you so much for thinking about us and definitely giving us this invite.
And Coach Thompson, let me ask you this, man. Taking over a new job always is definitely, you know, a whirlwind for you. So talk about just how it's been trying to build this thing up. Coach Hill was there a long time, successful head coach. You following him, a legend. So how's it been if you're trying to get these guys to buy into you and to get the Ramley to see what your business is for this program and really to support you and what you all need to be successful on and off the court in the CIAA?
Sure. So first of all, I'm a proud alum here. I played here back in 1998, 2002. So I graduated here, played basketball, very successful 4 years. So coming into this job, I understood the legacy that we have here. I understood the demand that we have to win as far as with basketball. So, you know, this wasn't nothing that was unexpected for me as far as with coming in. So I understood the lay of the land here at 17 State. Obviously, you know, Coach Hill and the staff has done a tremendous job. You hit it right on the nail, man. Legend, man. Just, you know, things he's been able to do in his short term here. Definitely have some big shoes to fill. But also, too, you know, the previous coaches that's been here before, that has laid the foundation. So I understand coming to this job as a former player and now as the first alum, which I'm proud of, the first alum to take over the program that has some really big shoes to fill, but we're ready for it and we'll be getting after it right away.
No doubt, man. And for you, man, being an alum, like, you can sell this school better than anybody else can. You played there. You walked the same hall they walked in, been the same shoes they've been in. So how has it been on the recruiting trail trying to find young men to really want to come be a part of this vision, knowing that you are around through and through, and get them to see, hey, we're going to keep this thing going and see how they'll play here with San Jose State. We're going to build some special, so come play for us and be in this community. But also, where you can get a lot of networking as well in that community for us, help with internships and after basketball as well.
Yeah, so it helps out tremendously. Just for, you know, being part of this program. And the one thing I've always, when I've had the opportunity to meet recruits and talk to them personally one-on-one, you know, it's not nothing that you can't do here that you can do at any other institution. The biggest selling point for me is that I'm a product of this program. I'm a product of this institution. So, you know, it's not nothing that I believe that can work, that I think can work. I know it can work. It's been proven fact. So that helps out a whole lot as far as with the recruiting trail, you know, being able to relate to the institution, to the program. The same sprints that you're doing is the same sprints I had to do. You know what I'm saying? So blood, sweat, and tears. So it's, you know, guys really understand that it's more than just a program. It's a family here. It's a family here, and it's just continuing on a tradition. But the things I look for in a player, man, I'm a big acronym guy. You know, I look for CTT, character first, toughness, and then most importantly, you know, I look for talent, man. So those are the things I'm looking for whenever we're going out recruiting. But most importantly for me, I have to make sure I bring in the right players, man, because this is my institution. So I don't want to bring in the wrong players. Talent-wise, they may have it all, but character-wise, they may not be the best fit. So understanding that, you know, it's not just bringing in the most talented guys. I need to bring in the overall player. And we have the opportunity where we can do that because this program has been very successful. Long before I've been here, it's you know, you see the young fella back in the back behind me, Mr. Earl of Pearl Monroe. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of rich history here at Winston-Salem State. And we just want to make sure as a program that I bring in the right type of players that's going to fit for us on the court and off the court.
And Coach Thompson, as we introduced last year, the COVID guys and the D1 guys going for more established players. So it's allowed you to get some nice high school guys to really young guys to develop with because they're going the older kind of they know they played somewhere before. And you can get a stud high school guy you usually get your hands on because of the COVID year and them wanting older guys, period, up in D1.
Yeah, you're right, boss man. It's funny because we were just talking about that in our staff meeting yesterday as far as with the caliber of players that is out there available high school-wise 4 or 5 years ago, they weren't even considering Division II basketball. So there was a dead lock that they were going to go D1. So you have to get a mixture of both. Obviously, you know, our competitors, everybody in our league, they're going to have older players. But, you know, you want to get older too as well, but you also want to get guys that are young that can play. Get those young, talented players that 5, 6 years ago was a dead lock to go Division I, but for whatever reason, like you said, as far as COVID and everything else, now we have an opportunity to get involved with them. So, you know, it's just with our program, just finding a mixture of both. Obviously, we want to go older, but also, too, we want to get some young talent to continue building on.
No doubt, Coach. And for you, man, seeing your guys in the form of workouts right now, conditioning, how excited are you for this thing to really get going and knowing that this is getting right around the corner, man, because, man, November is coming. Close scrimmages are on the way this month. So talk about that, man. How excited are you seeing your guys to do the informal stuff, but they can really get on the court with you guys?
Man, I tell you, I tell the guys all the time, winter is coming. So, you know, I'm just being very excited, very pleased to see what we have. Even though with me, boss man, getting the job late in July, late July, middle July, I was able to get a job, but just bringing in the type of players we have, I've been excited about it so far. They've been competing, they've been getting after it. We've got a great group of guys that like being around each other. And then here's the most important thing, boss man. We got guys that are gym rats, man. Like they enjoy. I mean, literally, they're in the gym all the time. Guys, get in class, but they're in the gym. So, you know, that as a coach, you like that because you know you have a foundation of players that love the game of basketball, but also most importantly, they love being around one another. And so I think that's going to be paramount for us this year, especially with me coming in, trying to build my brand, trying to build my own foundation as far as with the program, getting guys in here that compete, that does things the right way. And most importantly, they're great teammates. So I think we got a with the mixture of both, we were able with us, you know, with me getting the job late, I was able to still bring in some transfer portal guys, a couple of JUCO guys, and so some guys that was kind of left over from the signees from the previous staff. So, you know, we only had four guys from last year's team, so four. So we had to come in and replace a whole new squad for the most part. But, you know, it's been beneficial for us so far. So I'm very excited for this upcoming year.
And, Coach, let me ask you this, man, for you, man, as you all try to figure out your roster here, man, for us, who's going to play, who's not going to play, talk about the competition in practice, man, because I believe that's so important to compete in practice. I compete in everything I do, you know, Coach. Like, right. This morning, you're my third interview this morning. I want to be better than my competitors. I just want to compete in everything. So, Coach, talk about that competition, getting guys who they're really going to compete for minutes, and that means you have a deeper roster because guys want minutes. Don't have to really perform in practice to play on the court when you all play in CIAA and in your non-con games as well.
Well, good. Yeah, so that's me all the way, boss, man, as far as we compete, man. Like, I think it starts from the top and trickle down. I'm at heart a competitor. Deep down inside, I'm a competitor, man. And so, you know, even for me, just doing little simple things like this, you know, doing the interview with you, I was able to kind of see some things and talk and be prepared just to be the best I can be. And so I think it trickles down from the top to the bottom. Just love seeing our players just really kind of take on of my personality, who I am, and just my competitive spirit. And, you know, guys get out of it. And I think just having, you know, you have to build a healthy, competitive environment for your players and what that looked like. You know, everything you're competing for, whether it's in sprints, everything is time, you have to touch the line. So we're instilling and building that. And we've been pretty fortunate with recruiting guys that have that championship pedigree that's been champions before. So they understand what it takes, those small things, in order for you to win championships. So, you know, just being on the competitive side, that's one of the things that I've been really, really happy with. Guys have been getting out of it. Like I said, you know, they're gym rats already. So just kind of getting them to understand how to compete the right way, not just competing on the court, but off the court too as well. So, you know, like I tell the guys all the time, once you leave from Winston State, you will have your degree, but also too, you got to be ready to compete again. You got to compete for jobs. You know, you're going to have to compete, you know, for spouses. I mean, you're going to have to compete for everything. You know, life is about competing. So just kind of instilling that in those guys now. And that's what I was taught when I was here as a player at Winston-Salem State. Just, you know, learning how to compete. And you never lose that. You never lose that competitive edge, like you mentioned earlier. Like, you know, that's going to drive you because, as you know, like I know, there's a lot of talented people out there. But what separates them, you know, that's that drive, that competitiveness, that will to win. And that's the thing that's going to keep you over top, especially when you're balancing with someone that is just as equally talented or if not more talented than you are.
Hey, Coach, it's kind of funny to say, Coach, I'm competing right now with the NFL team because they don't respect what I do. They don't want to give me a credential. And I'm like, do you know what I do for a living? So I'm fighting for myself and my brand. And if it gets me blackballed, at least I told you how it really was. I'd rather tell you the real, Coach, than cower to the corner and just take it. So I'm fighting them back because, nah, you're going to put some respect on the Boss Man Show and my brand because I've been in this thing 15 freaking years. So you tell me that I can credential all across professional sports and college sports and you can't give me a credential? Really? So I'm competing for my respect now because there are people who I don't know that credential, Coach, who ain't even done half of what I do.
Trust me, you know I understand that. And you know, those are life lessons that you learn, boss, in basketball and being around a team and stuff, man. You learn that stuff and you grew up, as we talked about earlier, your dad was a coach. You know, you've been around the sport for a long time. So those are things that you learn. You learn about yourself through sports, bro. And you always going to have to compete, man. Like, you always, you know, you just got to find, you know, you just got to find a thin line between it, no question about it. But you always going to be competing. So hats off to you, man. Just keep competing, doing what you're doing, bro. I'm a big fan.
No doubt, my good brother. Let me ask this coach for you. Now, I know I didn't choose coaching like my dad did. But at what point did you decide that you want to choose coaching and pull back in the game of basketball that's giving you so much?
Well, I tell you, man, for me, you hear a lot of times coaches say, well, I always knew I wanted to be a coach. Bro, I didn't have that desire when I was younger. I just wanted to play, man, as long as I could. And my opportunity that I have in college when I figure out, like, okay, I might can do this as a profession. I might can do this as a job. I can remember just like it was yesterday. We got – you know, I was in practice one day and I had got hurt. So I had to sit out for about two or three games. So I was on the sideline as a player, just watching my coaches and seeing what they're doing. And, you know, obviously I didn't know all the ins and outs about everything else, but I was saying, man, that might be something I'd be interested in. And then after I got done and I finished up here, my eligibility and graduated from Winston-Salem State, I went straight into grad school. I became a GA. And so that really prepared me for just the profession in itself, just kind of understanding the nuances of it, understanding the grind, man, because, you know, coaching, you as a casual fan, as someone that don't really know, you just think coaching is you just show up on the weekends or, you know, during game days and just, you know, call out plays and all that stuff there and you dress in a nice suit and all that stuff. But it's more stuff behind it. So I was glad I was able to really cut my teeth and just being able to grind and get opportunities that I had. And I knew from that point forward that coaching was going to be my career, and it has been. I've been fortunate enough to coach in different arenas, different environments and stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just glad that I've been able to stick with it and been able to continue doing what I love to do.
No doubt, Coach, man. Like you said, you know, I told you out there, man, my dad still, you know, he's charting games and stuff, man. Like, I can't just watch the game with him. He wants me to call out stuff, man. What did they say? Like, what they doing? They hard heads and or they stunned? Which one they do? They dropping? I'm like, man, look, man, like, bro, I see it, man. But he's in it,
right? Yep. And that's the thing. I mean, once you in it, man, like you never turn it off. Like I'm about like your dad, man. I don't necessarily get after my son like that yet. But I he's 16, so I'm still trying to learn. He's still trying to learn the game and everything. But I cannot watch a basketball game without seeing. I can't watch it as a casual fan. I try my best.
I can't either.
I can't. Like, ooh, what's off the ball? What they doing off the ball? Like, I really can't. And that's just the joy of it. You know, just the game of basketball has given me so much, bro. And I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for basketball. So I just love the game, and I just love growing in the game. So, you know, anything I can do to help me grow and be better, that's what's all for me.
And I've been blessed, Coach. I've been around some great coaches as a kid. Because when I was a kid, the Hawks practiced at Morehouse.
That's right.
Sure. I would go see Hubie Brown, who's 91 years old now. So I've been around Coach Brown. I was around Coach Facello Dazar. I was around Lenny Wilkins.
Wow, legend.
So, in God rest his soul, Mutombo. I was around the Kimmy Mutombo as a kid.
Wow.
So, I was around the Hawks. I was a Braves bat boy. So, I was around compared to sports as a kid. And it helped drive me, you know. So, seeing the Braves win a World Series when I'm a kid, like, so, I was around that stuff. So, for me, I believe in winning. And I've seen how to win. I know how not to win. I know how to win. And when I see how not to win, it just like, it kind of just gives me that feeling because I've been around winning and people who know how to win and who know how to get it done the right way. And they don't spin on it.
Right. And winning is hard, boss, man. I mean, when the casual fan don't understand just to win a game, that's hard, man. That's hard, man. And like you said, this the small things that goes into it, the blockouts, the, you know your assignment, what you're supposed to do on the scouting report, all that stuff plays a part. And that brings, you know, you to the opportunity to win the game when you got a group of guys that are so dialed in to one another that can be successful together. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, you got to have talent, no question about it. But that team chemistry, that camaraderie, that plays an important role, bro. And you know, those small things help you win games for sure.
Yeah, Coach, it's something my dad always say. He's just always say, you make every motion count. So I say that. He's like, from the free throw block out to dive on a loose ball, getting a rebound, getting crashing the glass, getting back in transition. These small things end up just being in a tight game and we could be in trouble. So if we do these things early, we won't be in trouble late.
I'm going to quote your dad on that too, man. That's good stuff. That's good stuff, man. That is great stuff. Yes, sir.
So that's what I was around as a kid, that every motion counts. Mm-hmm. Like every little thing we do in this court is like, it's important when that clock is running. So he taught me that. And then I saw him would tell guys, they want to practice. This is this is your, you a screener. You're a corner three. He's like, if you want to get out of this role, prove it to me.
Wow.
It's about this word role. It's how I see you now. It's what you're going to do for this team. If you don't like it, you can leave now. But if you want to get out of this role, work yourself out of it. Show me that you've surpassed this role I've given you. Then we reevaluate. He always said, the film's always on, young man. I'm watching.
That's right.
That's what my dad taught. That's why I do what I do. I was like, what's so hard? Because you never know who's watching. You never know who's looking. So like you said, told me, watch my interviews. I didn't know that until you told me that. So every time I'm on this radio, I don't know who's watching, who I'm impacting. So I got to be at my best every day I'm on this radio. I open up these cameras. I'm doing the right things for the listeners and those who coming in hearing the right stuff to help impact their lives going forward.
Oh, absolutely, man. And you know, I heard a coach from Missouri State. I can't think of his name right now.
Donzo Martin.
Donzo Martin, yes, sir. So I heard him say, you know, a walking billboard. You know, you're representing your brand all the time. So you never know who you're going to impact. And so that really stuck with me. You know, every time you step off the court, on the court, you represent yourself. You represent your brand. So again, man, like I said earlier, I've listened to all your podcasts. I've subscribed. So, I mean, hey, bro, like, you know, that's the thing. Like, if you realize how important, you may think in our world, we think that it's just nobody's paying attention. But in reality, people are, bro. People are. People are paying attention. They're paying attention to what you do. They're paying attention to how you react to things. Everything matters. And, you know, for me, that's the thing, just getting adjusted to that part of it. But however, in the day, you're going to be who you are. You're going to be authentic. You're going to be who you are. And that's what I tell our players. You know, that's one thing they can honestly say about me. You know, Coach Thompson is a genuine guy. You know, he's competitive, but he's very genuine. You know, and I think that helps us, you know, as far as we're on the recruiting trail, but also, too, it's going to help us in our program be successful overall. But be you and just understand that every time you step out on this court, in that classroom, they don't see you. They see WSSU men's basketball player. So you're representing everything. Every time you're representing yourself, you represent your family, you represent this institution. So again, you know, that's what it's about.
It's funny you said, Coach. My dad said, every time you go on that radio, son, you represent me. I gave you your name. That's how he tells me. And it's so true.
Right. That's facts, man. That is facts, man. That's facts. You represent your family, you represent everybody. So Boss man, I think you do, but the coaches and your network that you've been able to build and just been able to talk and, you know, just have conversations, man. Like, I'm telling you, man, like, if anybody, I've been impacted by it for real. So,
Coach, again, I don't have a sheet in front of me. I don't have no typed out questions. I have conversations with people.
Love it.
So I hate robot radio.
Right.
We just having a chat like we're in a barbershop or over coffee. That's how I do my show, because I hate those scripted questions that come off inauthentic. And I'm just a real guy. I go off flow. I'm not one of these people that's going to be, I can't do that. I got to do off flow and be free and not be confined to a sheet of paper or a talking point. I'm going to talk to you as a man, as a brother. We're going to make this thing be great.
Well, as we always say, man, real recognize real, man, and you can tell that you're very authentic in the conversations that you do have. So that's the thing that attracted me. Like, when I listened to the previous podcasts from the coaches, man, like I said, it's an open space for us to talk. But You're right. It's just like we are in the barbershop, or we just chatting it up on a recruiting trail or somewhere. So I mean, you know, coaches appreciate value that, and not just coaches, just people in general, man. You know, they appreciate realness. You know, there's a lot of fake that's going on out there, but they appreciate realness. And that pays dividends in the end.
Like coach, I know we're up here for surely, coach. I'll tell you a quick story. At Lake Point this summer, in the live period, there's a Hayden insider who did not understand how this dude in shades and a hat, all these coaches are saying what's up to me. He didn't understand that. Who is he? He's an insider for D1. I ain't gonna say his name on live on air, but he was hating because all these coaches from high major to low major, D2, are chopping up me in the coaches area.
Wow. Wow. I tell you, you know, it goes back, man. Like, everybody judges the book from the outside, man, but you got to open that thing up and read it, bro. You got to read it. So you got to read what's in the inside of it. So, man, like I said, this is your authentic and just the way you come at the coaches and talk to us. We appreciate that, man. And I know I do. And the conversations that you've had with the previous coaches, man, like for example, I walked this morning. I worked out this morning. And I was thinking of one of the podcasts with Coach Martin was just saying that he had just did a workout prior to coming to, you know, and just doing his workout and stuff. So as I was walking, I'm listening to some of the coaches and, you know, getting inspired and learning some things. So this is a safe space for us. And again, what you're doing is very beneficial.
Well, Coach Thompson, I'm getting ready on the show, my brother, and I'm hoping we're talking again throughout the season, and I'm hoping that you win the CIAA in year one, man, and we can celebrate that as you go to the D2 tournament, man, and hopefully get some wins there too, my brother.
Bro, I appreciate it, man. Again, thanks for having me on, and I look forward to meeting you in person, bro. Thanks a lot.
Same here, my brother.
All right. God bless.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.